Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Divinity Spiritual Online Weekly Channeling. Tonight we have Joanne with us once again to channel. Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Hi, Jane. Hi, Jane. Good. How are you tonight?
Doing very well. Very well. Thank you. Feeling fantastic.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Glad to hear it.
Yourself?
Oh, I'm doing very well myself. Thank you.
Good. Good.
Good.
Is there anything that you would like to talk about before we begin?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so Monday night is not the normal night that Jane and I get together for the channeling, but I was kind of prompted to do channeling tonight. So there's some energy coming through that's important. And I think that's all I need to do before I tune into the energy, Jane.
Okay.
That's it. I mean, it wasn't much.
No, that's good, though. Okay. I'm going to go on mute.
Okay.
Unless, of course, I hit the speaker button instead of muting again. I just did that. I'm like, why am I hearing her? All right, I'm going on mute. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so when I was getting ready for the show, I started to feel energy. As usual, put on frankincense oil, and then I was guided to put rose oil on, too, to set the energy. So I'm feeling the energy around me, and it's the energy of the Christ light, and the Christ consciousness. And the energy of Mary Magdalene, the two of them together. I think, like in a previous channeling I did, that Mary Magdalene is stepping forward to speak, and the Christ energy is here, but it's more in the background. And I'm going to hear what she has to say, and then just speak what I'm hearing her tell me. It's a very important time for humanity and for the earth, as it is the time for the transitional light to come into the planet. There were so many on earth who were asleep, is the expression that is being used, meaning that the light for their spirit was turned down on like a dimmer switch to really, really low. And the ego, the third dimensional self, was the one that was in charge of all the decision making and the events that occurred within a person's life. The transition time and the transition light I just spoke of is when this all switches, that the dimmer for the light within, or the Christ light, is going to be turned up to full volume, and then the energy of the ego is going to take a back seat. And so humanity is indeed changing in a way that will benefit the individual and the planet. Because once the individual lives from this intense fire of Christ light within, they ripple that energy out to others and to the planet. So some refer to it as the grand rising of humanity, and it is when humanity lives from this light. So we are here tonight to make you aware of the process that is occurring on the planet. And as I look out onto Earth, I see these grids of light being lit up throughout the planet, because as the light increases in the individual self, it then results in the light increasing on the grid work or the grid lines of the planet. So we are here also to help you or assist you in turning up this light, this inner light, this light of the Christ or the Christ consciousness within you. And I'm in here, and in my hand I have, I don't like want to use the word wand, or scepter. Scepter is better. A crystal scepter. And I hold it in my left hand. And with this scepter, I'm going to send some energy to all those who would wish to receive it. And the energy I send from this crystal scepter will help to turn up the light, the Christ light within, and also awaken the energy of the heart. In addition, I have a red rose in my right hand that will amplify the energy of unconditional love in your heart. So if you would like to receive these energies, the energy of increasing Christ light within your being, and the energy of increase in the opening of your heart center to give and receive unconditional love, completely up to you to accept it. So if you would take a deep breath in as I send you these frequencies from the scepter and from the rose. So breathe in the energy of the light of your being. Breathe in the energy of unconditional love. And as you breathe these energies in, it's like they turn on a switch within your being to ignite the Christ light within you to greater levels. For you see, you've always had this light within you. It was just blanketed or dimmed so that it wasn't that powerful. So the energies tonight will help you connect to the power of this light and to increase it. So I ask that you take another deep breath in. And as you take the second breath in, the energy of this light, this power, this Christed light within you increases with greater ferocity. Then the energy of the unconditional love in your heart also increases. And they balance each other out. And they amplify each other to the highest level of love that you can reach in this lifetime. It is the love-light combination that gives you the most power. But this power is a power of love. It's a power of compassion, a power of empathy. So now I ask you to take a third deep breath. And as you take this breath in, the love light connects to each other and starts to move around your energy field. Again, as I mentioned in previous sessions, in the shape of an infinity loop from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. This energy is moving in a loop with rapid speed. And it's circulating throughout your being. And as this energy moves, it's playing the most beautiful music of your soul. It's radiating the most beautiful colored light of your being. It is connecting you to the infinite field of consciousness, the all, where you are one with all creation. And in this infinite field, this connection, you will experience unconditional love at levels you have never experienced before. You will experience joy and peace. These are all your birthrights given to you by the Creator. And the energy that I have helped to increase in intensity within your being will connect you there. For you see, you've always been there. In the fields, in this place of unlimited consciousness, in this place of the all with the Creator, you just simply forgot and you lost your connection. Kind of like when you're on your phone and you move away from an area where there's reception to your phone and you lose that connection. So humanity has lost the connection for so long, yet it has always existed within themselves. And today, this energy is helping you to reconnect to the one, to the all, to the field by igniting the energy of your Christ light, your Christ consciousness within, and amplifying that energy with the unconditional love from your heart center, your sacred heart. So I ask you to take one more breath in and feel this beautiful love light energy just flowing throughout your being. And everywhere it flows, it releases any negativity that may be stored within your energy field. And you just feel so much love, so much joy, and so much peace. You are remembering who you are. For anything that is less than these higher emotions are not of the true self. They're falsity and they're illusion. And they will fall away from you, just like taking off an overcoat that you no longer want to wear and letting it fall to the ground. That's what these lower emotions are doing. And you'll step forward, living from the higher emotions of your higher self, with this love light energy flowing through you, within you, and then radiating out into the world. So now, I ask just to let this circulate for another moment. And anytime you wish to get the feeling again of being in the infinite field, just remember to turn up the light of the Christ consciousness within you and let it burn brightly throughout your being and radiate it throughout the world. And let that love from your heart center radiate out too. And when the love from your heart center, that unconditional love, radiates without and connects to the light of the Christ consciousness, you have the perfection of the love light, the gift of the Creator, that will allow you to remember your place of divinity as a child of the light, and you can easily connect to the field of unconditional love, of joy and peace. I am Mary Magdalene, and I bring these gifts to you today, and I hope that you will use them in order to make your life a happy one. Okay, Jane, that was it.
That was it, huh? Just that?
Wow. Just that. You know,
what a fantastic. You know what? Go ahead. So I was just going to say, in this week of Christmas, what a great gift. I mean, what's better than that?
Yeah, I think so, because that really is the whole point of our existence and being here, is to remember to live from our authentic selves, the love and the light within us. And the more I've been doing the channelings and messages, the more I realize how love light is kind of unified together to make this just very powerful energy that is aligned to the Creator. And it's really beautiful. It's just we all have that within us, and we all can reach those emotions of love, joy and peace at any time. We just have to go inward and connect to these energies and learn to live from them. It's the truth is, you know, to change our life is really simple, the idea of it. We just kind of have to get over ourselves and learn to live from the higher energies and leave the lower ones behind. Does that
right.
make sense, Jane?
It does. It very much does. And I think that it's really important to spend time there in less time in the outward world, if you know what I mean?
100%, yeah, because when we spend too much time looking at what this person says, what that person's doing, what's happening here, there, anywhere, we're taking time away from going inward. And really, to be happy, we have to spend more time being inward and connecting to that light and love within us and connecting to the Creator. And when we do that, we're just so much happier because it connects us to who we really are, into the higher emotions. And a lot of times the stuff that we see in the outer world isn't really positive. So in order to find that positive self, we've got to go inward, and then we can radiate that positivity out to others, radiate that high frequency energy to others, and be kind of a, like a beacon of light for others. So they might say, hey, you know what? I'm kind of tired of this, looking at this drama in the world. Look what that person's doing. They seem so peaceful. Maybe I can learn how to be like them and set an example for others.
Right. Wouldn't it be nice if more people did this and knew of this? So you listening out there, would you please share this with your family and friends and even on social media if you feel that you're guided to do so? Because, like I said before, this is one of the greatest gifts that you'll ever get. So, Joanne, that was fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jane. Always working with you.
Yes, it is. It's always very nice. is there anything else you want to talk about or add to this?
No, I think I'm good for the night. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. And thank you for everybody listening. And, Joanne, you have a great night. Everybody else, too. And Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.